Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And here we go. I have no idea how this day moved as fast as it did, but it's flying right by. So I'm going to warn you right now, buckle in. If this show goes as fast today for 2 hours as the day itself went by, whew, good heavens. Welcome inside the Sig Sauer Studios with me, Mark Walters, in front of the Patriot Mobile mic. All of it being brought to you by the great X Insurance. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how are you, my brother from another mother?
Here we are. It's top of the hill.
It happened. Man, it just flew right by, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Heavens to Betsy. I don't know what happened. But anyway, would you be kind enough to tell people where to watch the show in high definition? And we just fixed it so it's got the X Insurance logo up there. And participate in the chat, which is growing every day.
If you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icons. Just give it a click. When that window opens up, select that Watch Live option. If you're driving, hit that Listen Live option. And if you missed the previous episode, head over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, head on over to your app store. Grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Okay, this show is moving way too quick. I'm trying to pull stuff up during your little spiel there.
You should know that I'm
fast.
Yeah. You should know you can't get that up by the time I do that.
I did it with good reason, because I want to give a shout out to a new station. We have WBCQ.
Oh, very cool.
In Monticello, Maine, is now tuned in to the Armed American Radio Network. Good morning to you in Maine. We got you on drive times early in the mornings. Tuesday through Saturday, you guys are carrying the first hour of this broadcast, and also the Monster Cast. So WBCQ in Maine, Monticello, Maine. I don't know where Monticello, Maine is, but they started just less than a month ago. So welcome to the program, guys. I apologize for not shouting you out earlier for both this show and the Monster Cast show.
I guess we'd have to know about them taking us if we were to give them a shout out, right?
Well, I did know. I get the reports, and I saw it, and I mentioned a few days ago we had a shout-out. I just kind of never got to it, and that's my bad.
Isn't that what the kids say nowadays? That's my bad?
Yeah, you're bad. You said it's WECQ?
Oh, you're going to make me go back and look at that. Hold on 1 second. It's WBCQ.
Monticello. I was pulling up their calls real quick to check them out.
Yeah, Monticello, Maine. So welcome in, guys. Love Maine. And see, this is why I crossed the bridge a few times. When I was up there in Manchester at SIG, so I can say been up there a few times. See? That's how it works. But I actually have been up there at least 5, 6, 7 times now. Great state, great place, lots of cool people, and great lobster. Let's go to our guest, Lee the Gunwriter Williams. I had to double check there, Lee. I knew that was you. How you doing, brother?
I am doing great, man. Thanks for the invite. Love being on here.
I love having you on. You ready to talk about pot, dope, weed?
The devil's cabbage.
The devil, I've never heard it. Greg, have you ever heard it called the devil's cabbage? I've never heard that. That's
no, it's the
me.
It's the devil's lettuce there, Lee.
Oh, apologies. Lettuce. I'm not a hip kid.
Yeah.
I'm not on TikTok or anything.
Doped up on weed. All I can tell, that sounded like me. I can imitate that. Doped up on weed, which with my knee probably wouldn't be a bad thing, except I don't do that stuff, never have. I don't know much about it. But, Lee, I'm going to give a public service announcement out before we start, because this is very serious stuff and what we're getting ready to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. We have touched this subject before, and we're going to touch it hard today. I could even spend the hour on it. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But Lee's got a wonderful piece out about it, what I wanted to bring it to you today. The federal 4473 form has a question, and, Lee, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's question 11B, if I'm not mistaken, on that form. Are you a user? Basically, what it says, without giving you the whole rundown, is do you smoke weed? And if you do, and you have a medical marijuana card, or even if you don't, if it's decriminalized in your state, it is still a violation of federal law. Am I on spot on so far, Lee?
You are, sir.
So if you smoke weed and you say no to buy your gun, you are committing a federal felony. Perjury. Federal charge. Am I still spot on, Lee?
Yes, you are, sir.
How many people have really not worried about that over the years? Well, now you have Dettelgeberbacher and the rest of these weaponized idiots and tyrants running the Bureau of Alcohol, Firearms, and Tobacco, because Joe Biden calls it the AFT. So we'll oblige him. Alcohol, Firearms, and Tobacco.
Through the
and
AFT.
As a result, through the AFT. See, I didn't make that up. WBCQ, listen, did I get that right? Let me go back. WBCQ, I did. You guys, you get that right. So there, when Minnesota, I think, is the last state that went, what do you call it? Weed free. What do you call it?
Allowed
to smoke weed, illegalized.
Okay.
I just pulled a huge Biden. I'm sorry.
You know the thing.
But you know the thing. The
Come
ATF,
on, man.
AFT is going to be a wild show, guys. The AFT put out a notice that if you live in Minnesota, basically, Lee, correct me if I'm wrong, said, we're coming after you. We're warning you right now. If you have a medical marijuana card, it's still illegal under federal law. So I just laid the groundwork. Lee, give us the rundown about your article now that we have that groundwork laid.
Man named Daniel, and I agreed not to use his last name. He orders a 9mm Beretta APX handgun through a gun broker and, of course, has it shipped to FFL near his home in Plant City, Florida. The gun was shipped from a pawn shop in Alabama. He goes in, he completes his 4473, denying that he was an unlawful user of or addicted to the devil's lettuce or anything else. He passes a background check. He's ready to take possession of his new gun and bring it home. Oops, there's an IOI in the store. And an IOI is an ATF industry operations investigator. They're conducting an audit or an inspection of the FFL, the Federal Firearms Licensee, where Daniel went to pick up his pistol. And IOI, all we have is his first name, Oliver. He's working out of the ATF's Tampa field office. He goes up to the FFL and says, look, I want you to deny that sale. Stop that sale. That guy smells of marijuana. Well, boom, sale stopped. I talked to Daniel about it, and he said, and I quote him, I wasn't high. None of this makes any sense to me. Then I started looking at reasons why Daniel possibly could have smelled of marijuana. I never asked him if he smoked weed or not. It's none of my damn business. Florida legalized medical marijuana in 2016. As of last year, they've issued 831,000 cards, medical cannabis cards. Here you got to go to a doctor, apply with the state. Eventually you'll get a card that'll allow you to go into one of the hundreds of cannabis dispensaries throughout the state. And like you said, man, keep in mind, well, federal law still criminalizes marijuana. It's legal in Florida as long as you have a card. So therefore, I had a brief conversation with ATF's Tampa spokesperson, Jason Medina. Even he admitted it was possible that Daniel could have been exposed to secondhand cannabis smoke by his spouse or his friends or his family or somebody who gave him a ride to the shop, who are all using cannabis medicinally. That's true, Medina said. In addition, brother, if you go to Amazon.com or look at any other retailers, or go into a local shop or dispensary, they got hundreds of items that smell like marijuana for those people who enjoy the smell. I'm talking candles, incense sprays, air fresheners, colognes, perfumes, essential oils, and more. So now, having been a cop, I was trained to recognize the smell of marijuana. In the academy, we had a controlled burn. So if we're ever in the stand and a defense attorney says, how do you know what marijuana smells like? You don't have to say, well, I used it a lot in high school. You say, I was trained in the academy. We had a controlled burn. But these IOIs, man, they're not cops. They're regulators, as the ATF spokesman said. As a result, they're not trained like cops. Medina would not say that spokesman, whether the IOI had ever been trained or whether his observations were based upon his personal use. He wouldn't say whether the guy was trained, even say whether the guy was trained to recognize the symptoms of somebody who's been using some cannabis. I asked him under what circumstances an IOI can halt a sale, and he wouldn't go in. He wouldn't even say whether or not this IOI's actions were within policy. I tried to reach the IOI's boss up there in Tampa, Aaron Gerber. He's the director of industry operations. He wouldn't call. So basically, you've got a guy who may or may not know what the smell of marijuana is like, smells it on a buyer who may or may not have had that smell on him legitimately, if it even was a marijuana smell, and he violates his civil rights. Now, Daniel filled out his 4473. He declined. He denied that he used the drug. That should have been good enough. But instead, a mere sniff from one of these IOIs, ATF IOIs, and boom, his civil rights are violated.
All right. What a perfect place to stop there. We're taking a break right now. When we come back, we're going to dissect this for you, because I actually love the smell of marijuana. I don't smell it that often, but I know what it is. Good heavens. But I smell a rat here. And rat, in this case, is spelled ATF. We'll be right back.
Doped up on weed.
The following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show.
Indeed. Welcome back. Mark Walters here in the 6 Hour Studios, sitting in front of that Patriot Mobile powerful microphone. It's all being brought to you today by the great X Insurance. Welcome back to the program. We're going to go right back to Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Lee, this is a conversation that has to be had repetitively, I think. It's not something that you want to sweep under the rug. It is a good idea, and I think it's just me personally, my opinion, my show. But I want listeners to understand how important this is. I don't think some of you get it, that you have a weaponized agency that is coming after you and law-abiding dealers. Is that a true statement, Lee?
Yeah, very true. After this was published, I had the opportunity to talk with Joshua Prince of Prince Law Firm in PA.
Yeah.
My humble opinion, one of the best 2A lawyers in the country.
Yeah, agreed.
He said if this dealer did not halt that sale, if he let that sale go through or ignored the IOI, the next day they would have made a move to revoke him. The next day. And all that stuff that I brought up in the story could have been brought up in a district court when the dealer would have sued to get or brought a case to get his license back. But in the meantime, you know, he would be out of business for 6 months to a year. That is exactly like you said. That is this agency targeting us, targeting our dealers, because slow Joe Biden thinks fewer gun dealers, fewer guns.
All right. Well, here's, again, why this is so important, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I said many of you might not get this. I want you to get this, okay? If you smoke weed recreationally or medicinally, and you are a gun owner, and you, in this case, attempt to purchase another gun, which is your legal right to do, and you say no on that form, if you say, well, first of all, what happens when you say yes on that form, Lee? Let's go there first.
Dealer's going to kick it back, and you're not going to make the transfer. He's not going to make the transfer.
Correct. It's an immediate nope, sorry. There's not a reputable dealer out there that's going to sell you the gun when you put no on that. There's only one no answer on that form. Are you buying this gun for someone else? No. Everything else is a yes, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Or is it no? I'm sorry. It's a yes, and everything else is a no. The fact of the matter is if you put yes in that spot, in that, I believe it's 11B, don't hold me to that, it doesn't matter. But if you answer yes to that, you're not getting a firearm. It's that simple. If you answer no, well, you're committing a federal perjury, and this ATF is likely going to come after you. And is that a chance you want to take? Clearly, a law-abiding dealer doesn't want to say, well, I'm not going to risk it, unless maybe the guy won a Powerball lottery and he's doing this for fun and he's got enough money to go through court and sit on it for 6 months because he has other sources of income, 20 other businesses or something. Other than that, that dealer's not going to risk his license because of you. With Joe Biden's AFT sitting there. I smell a rat here, Lee. This was a no-win situation. So this agent could have said, I smell weed, and didn't smell weed. He could have just said that.
That's the disturbing part.
How do you fight that? How do you fight that?
There's no,
how do you fight
there's
it?
No appeal. There's no appeal. There's no group you can go to and say, you know, I don't smoke weed, or, you know, the guy's lying or whatever. There's no appeal. That deal was dead the minute he said that. Unless your name is Hunter Biden, you know, there's no appeal. They're going to take action.
All right.
It's
so
sad.
It's beyond sad. It's illegal. It's criminal. It's unconstitutional. It's un-everything. It's un-American. But I got to throw this out there. And a lot of you are not going to like hearing this from me. But I, honestly, I don't care. Because at this point in time in our history, it's a true statement. I don't know if this kid smokes weed. I couldn't care less like you, Lee. I couldn't give a crap. I don't care. If you want to get high, get high. I don't care. But if you're out buying firearms and you smoke weed, well, you got some things to consider at this point in time, because this ATF is not going to walk away from you. And unless you're willing to face a federal charge, that means federal penitentiary, ladies and gentlemen, if you're convicted. Unless you're willing to do that, stay the hell out of a gun shop. I don't know what else to say, Lee.
Well, I look at Nikki Fried, who ran for governor here in Florida and was destroyed by Ron DeSantis.
Well, she was the agriculture. Well, let me explain this. She was the head of the Department of Agriculture for Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Why does that matter? Who really cares? She was the only Democrat elected to office in the entire state, number one. And number two, it is the Department of Agriculture that handles all CCW permitting processes and processes permits and applications for the state of Florida. And that was done for political reasons years ago when they moved it from the Secretary of State and all that garbage. So there's the background on her, Lee. Please continue. Sorry.
No, that's fine. And that's good clarity and good background. Before she became Secretary of Ag, she worked for a marijuana company as a lobbyist. She's the only person I know in the state that has a marijuana card because she uses it medicinally and a Florida concealed weapon and firearm license. She has both, but she's a powerful Democrat. So ATF is not going to go after her. But yeah,
not only does she have it, she also held it up.
Yeah, flaunts it.
During the election year and flaunted it to the cameras and to the media. Now you try that. What's this guy's name, Dave?
Daniel.
Daniel. Let Daniel hold his card up to Fox 13 in Tampa, which is what covers the Plant City area. And let him do what she did. Let him go to the Tampa Tribune and do that, or the Sarasota Herald and do that, and see what happens to Daniel. But Nikki Fried can get away with it. Oh, I can taste angry Mark right now. So what do we do? That's why I said if you're in that situation, it's likely best. You know, if he was around weed, if somebody was smoking weed, look, weed gets all over your clothes, just like cigarette smoke, just like people can smell booze, okay? Probably not the smartest thing to go in to the gun shop at that point. I don't know what else to say other than to just be honest and say, don't. Take a big fat shower and go in tomorrow. I don't know what other advice to give. Under current situation like that, when you have a weaponized agency that has clearly defined its role, and that role is not your friend. And you ATF agents, Tampa, Florida, you listening, you suck. There was angry Mark. I'll leave it at that, Lee. You can take us to the break. I don't know what else to say about that.
No, I agree. They are hunting, and they are hunting
you.
Customers, law-abiding gun owners, and law-abiding gun dealers. There's no question about it. We are game for them. They get more props the more they can go. And, you know, here's to say, who's to say there was even a marijuana smell? The more I think about this, the more I hear about this, the more I talk to you about this, who's to say there even was a marijuana smell? Or maybe this IOI just wanted to kill another sale because he thinks it's cool.
Oh, yeah, I'm a powerful guy.
We never will know. Yeah,
I'm a powerful guy. I'm going to say I smell weed because I don't like the way this guy looks. Or I just feel like wielding some power today because I'm a big, bad, fat Biden AFT agent. Who, by the way, should be more concerned about getting out. Oh, that's right. They don't do that stuff. They just hassle you. We'll be right back.
AFT agents.
Punks.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Yeah, that right here in America happens to be just outside Savannah, Georgia, about 4 hours southeast of me, where I sit here in these studios, the Sig Sauer studios today. And I had a conversation for about an hour with Daniel Defense earlier today. And Lee, I'll bring you into this conversation because it's kind of cool. You know, you go back, and Greg, you too. You remember when we had Justin on and we had North American Arms on, asking them over the last couple of years, do you remember, Greg, how far out they were on orders? Do you remember how many months? And every time we'd ask Justin, CEO of Carr Arms, it would get longer and longer. Remember, he was like 14, 15, 16 months out on orders. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember 15 months specifically.
So Daniel Defense's new pistol, Lee, the H9, which you and I spoke about on this program, and I had the opportunity to put my hands on that thing. It's gorgeous. I still can't get my hands on it yet. But they are out on orders. They're selling out like crazy. They only have the means to produce about 200 a month. Okay? The way they're set up at that beautiful facility down there that just reeks of freedom. Lee, they're booked out now on orders through June already on that H9 pistol. That's a great sign, isn't it? I mean, they were thrilled by the sales. Everything they're building is sold. What does that tell us about the market in general?
Well, it tells us the market is rabid for their new gun. There's plenty of nines out there. I mean, I think people are maybe interested in something other than a Glock clone, which the market is flooded with right now.
Yeah, that H9 is anything but a Glock clone. It isn't a clone of anything. Well, a clone of the H9. They bought the numerous patents, and then they Daniel Defensed it up, right? As only Daniel Defense can do. Mm-hmm. And they've got themselves a beautiful piece out there. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in that gun, and many of you are, the retail price point on that thing's a little bit stiffer than you know, your average run-of-the-mill Glock or Glock clone. Runs around $500 on average, anywhere from $475 to $550 in that range. Unless you're in California, it's $1,200 because it's California. But for the most part, you're in that $550 to $600 range, $475 to $550, $575, somewhere in that ballpark. This gun price retail point is at $1,299, and they're selling out like crazy. So if you're interested in that gun, get your order in now. And they are getting ready and doing what they need to do to ramp up production on that thing. But, man, it tells me that the market is hot. And they told me that that sales are increasing rapidly. As we go into an election year, Lee, the reason I bring this up, because all the manufacturers are going to be in this position, okay? Sig is getting hammered, Carr is getting hammered, North American's getting hammered, just to mention the ones that we work with here on the show on a regular basis. But other great makers out there, like Watchtower Firearms, they're booming like crazy. Henry's booming like crazy. Smith & Wesson is booming like crazy. Beretta's booming. That tells me that as we get closer to this election, and the Biden administration, Slow Joe, as you call him, I like that, by the way, I'm going to co-opt that. Slow Joe and his administration, that tells me that gun sales are going to fly off between now and December. Is that, you think that's a fair guess?
Very fair. I mean, God forbid we have another 4 years of Joe Biden.
Or it's going to be impossible to have four years of Joe Biden for a lot of different
reasons.
Another
4 years of Kamala Harris. How bad, you know, look at what they've done to our gun rights so far. I mean, we've got about 60 executive orders. Hell, there's an office in the White House designed solely to strip you of your Second Amendment rights. And none of these executive orders do anything. Not one of them is designed to take the guns out of the hands of the bad guys. They're all designed to make it more difficult for law-abiding Americans to purchase, possess, and carry defensive arms. So I don't think we can survive another years of Joe and or Kamala, because, my God, man, we're going to end up being like Britain.
Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to do something about gun sales, because gun sales are what cause gun sales to go up. And when gun sales go up, well, then people have more guns because of gun sales. And it's because of gun sales to law-abiding people, those gun sales to them, that causes the problem with criminals with guns because of gun sales. I mean, you can hear this word salad from this moron all day long. Yeah, I have a feeling that this industry is going to absolutely boom after a very difficult year last year, which I thought was odd, too. Because I had talked to some people in very high positions at some of the manufacturers that said it's going to be a tough year. And I disagreed. I said, I don't know where you're coming. Now, who am I to disagree with the CEO of Sig Sauer, right? But I thought, I don't see what you're seeing. And, well, of course, they were spot on, and I was dead wrong. But, boy, I think we're coming out of that one, Lee. I think this is evidence. This is just one more sign, right?
I mean, I hope so. We all thought Bruin would allow us to, the Supreme Court's 2022 Bruin decision. We all thought Bruin would allow us to finally do some open field running. But man, my God, man, I mean, the amount of post-Bruin tantrum laws that have been introduced in these blue states, we're struggling just to keep up.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're stuck behind that blue curtain, there are a lot of folks here in the chat that live in unfriendly states, Illinois, California, et cetera. The separation between the red and blue states, particularly when it comes to your gun rights, we'll stay focused on that. It's not just guns. It's in a lot of different areas that affect your lives. But as far as guns are concerned, that separation, that dividing line is just getting, that gap is getting wider and wider and wider, Lee, which is indicative of the split in the nation between blue states and red states. And again, it's not just guns. It's about your choice of lifestyle. Do you want big government? You want high taxes, high inflation? Businesses are fleeing like crazy, right?
I think the Supreme Court, we're going to see, my prediction for this, we're going to see the Supreme Court do something substantive on what the other team likes to call assault weapons and homemade firearms. Because right now, your civil rights, your right to go out and purchase one of these Daniel Defense handguns or rifles, it depends upon where you live. It depends upon your zip code. Your civil rights are dependent upon your zip code. You are unfortunate enough to live in a blue state. You can't exercise your rights like Mark and I can.
Yeah, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. That gap is widening every single day, and blue state Dems are seeing to it that that's the case. So, yeah, I think you're right. There's going to be a very definitive, and the court is going to take more than one case. We're likely going to get that Fourth Circuit assault weapons case to the Supreme Court. We hear from Alan Gottlieb, ladies and gentlemen, on a regular basis. We feel pretty comfortable with that. Could it be the Illinois case? Could it be a Third Circuit? Yeah, Delaware's involved in New Jersey, involved in a fight right now. But that Fourth Circuit case is so far along already, and the Supreme Court has already granted cert, vacated it, and remanded it. So I think that's the case that gets there, and that's going to have far-reaching implications to the rest of the country. But there are other Second Amendment cases that, as a result of Bruin, Lee, that I think the court is going to be forced to take. And I'm pretty sure, when you look at Thomas, that was by design. I think Thomas wants to take some of these cases. That's why maybe Bruin was written the way it is, and that's why the court has refused so far to get involved in some of these cases that are working their way through the appellate courts across the country right now. Again, fair? Just a guess.
Yeah,
an
very
educated,
fair.
One, I think.
Very fair.
Yeah, so, guys, if you live in one of those blue states, here's what you do have. I can tell you this. Let's move over to something else that you've written about, Lee, and something that we will no doubt be talking to Alan Gottlieb about this weekend on Armed American Radio's Huge Monster Cast. But on Sunday's show, if you were listening, we talked about the filing a motion to summary judgment in the California one gun a month rationing case. Well, lo and behold, the very next day, SAF won the summary judgment in that case. And here's the fascinating part about this. My first guess, Lee, was, oh, Judge Roger Benitez at it again, St. Benitez. No, this is a different judge in California. Now, the Second Amendment Foundation, let me just read this as we go to a break, Lee. We come back, we'll talk about what you wrote about it. Second Amendment Foundation has been granted summary judgment in a federal challenge of California's one gun a month purchase law. And this was U.S. District Judge William Q. Hayes, ladies and gentlemen, not Benitez. He stayed his decision for 30 days for the defendants to facilitate an appeal, which we know they're going to do. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about it because it is the one gun a month. Again, this is another potential case that has a very high likelihood of getting to the Supreme Court because one gun a month laws are being challenged across the country. And when you have rifts and splits in the circuits, it becomes very, very likely that the Supreme Court will look into these. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this break. On the flip side, in 4 minutes from now, see you on the other side.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
That would be a wise idea. Daniel Defense is a great company. Welcome back to the 6 Hour Studios. Patriot Mobile Mike. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom. It's all presented every day by X Insurance. Make sure to check out XInsurance.com. I put a pretty cool thing up on Twitter about X Insurance. It was a fun little spot from Rick Lindsay that basically said, don't buy crap insurance that's going to walk away from you. Buy real insurance. And he's right. Make sure to check them out, xinsurance.com. They write you for anything, your guns, events, your toys, your house, whatever it is, your businesses, even if you're high risk, let people jump out of your helicopter to go skiing and cause an avalanche, X Insurance will cover you. And they actually cover those businesses, believe it or not. That's where they got started, was the whitewater rafting, high risk stuff. X Insurance will definitely protect your freedom, and they have teams of attorneys on staff to work for you. Other companies that say they're going to have your back don't. Go look it up. Welcome back. Visit. Oh, by the way, make sure to visit all of our partners, please. Barrel Buddy, PT Ammo, BarrelBuddy.com, great company. Waft, where our families train, not too far from where Lee sits down there in Florida right now. That scenario-based training we heard Philip on the program last week is really cool stuff. It's like living, breathing simulator stuff that they put you in these scenarios. It's really cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'll get down there this summer. Hopefully by that point I'll be mobile and be able to actually do it instead of view it. Lee the Gunwriter Williams, welcome back. Brother, let's go back to California here because this was a huge victory. Yet again, another huge victory for the Second Amendment Foundation in California. But here comes the cynic. Oh, they're just going to appeal it. It's going to go on forever. Yeah, that's true. Maybe. However, what's getting ready to happen here, Lee, and you correct me if you think I'm wrong. You were talking about the Bruin temper tantrum, right? The court is going to take these cases. So these cases that we're winning in California have high likelihood of going up to the top of the totem pole. Now, as Alan Gottlieb made clear in the press release, and he said on this show on Sunday, this is a win for gun rights and California gun owners. There is no historical justification for limiting law-abiding citizens to a single handgun or rifle purchase during a one-month period. And Judge Hayes' ruling clearly points that out. It does. I read the ruling. And Adam Kraut, the executive director of SAF, said the state of California tried to justify the OGM, one gun a month law, in part on the grounds that it is a lawful regulation imposing conditions on the commercial sale of arms. However, there is nothing in the Second Amendment remotely connected to limiting the number of firearms a person can purchase. This limitation is blatantly unconstitutional, and if this ruling is appealed by the state of California, we intend to defend the lower court's correct decision. How do you think this is going to shake out, Lee, the Gunwriter Williams?
This is a win-win for us and for the home team. It's going to cost us some money, obviously, but it's clearly a win. I mean, and think about this. This is gun rationing, plain and simple. It's gun rationing. You can have one a month. What purpose would a law like this have for public safety? And that's how they got this law in there, under the guise of public safety for the children. How could this possibly in any way, shape, or form affect public safety? Answer is it can't. It never did, never would. This is clearly designed to make it more difficult, like we said earlier, for law-abiding Americans to purchase firearms. the rationing thing I've never understood. I just can't wrap my head around how this thing got passed only in California in extreme blue states. Do you see this kind of gun rationing crap? It is. And like Alan said, thanks to Bruin, what's the historical, where's the historical bill that you're comparing this to? There aren't any, of course, because they didn't ration guns because they needed their firearms to defend themselves.
Yeah, and if you take it just a step further, and we can take it a couple steps further. We'll try to do that right now. This is an example of one of these cases that I believe, as it's as it works its way up the chain of command, and it will, that the Supreme Court might refuse to hear on cert right away, extending whatever happens in the appellate court decision regardless, but will eventually be solved. This is one of those, unfortunately, you just got to wait and see. It's that have patience, and I know our patience wears thin on this, and it truly does, fortunately. And by design, I don't live behind that blue curtain, and I never would, particularly in today's day and age. Not happening. There ain't enough money in the world somebody could offer me. Oh, bring your show to California. Nope. We have a $10 million. Nope. No desire. That'd be like somebody saying to me, I'll give you $15 million for your dog. No way am I giving up Huey for $15 million. It's that simple. It'll be like giving up one of my kids. It's not going to happen. So if you're stuck behind that curtain, you know, and I know as we get older, it's you want to see these things. You want to see the results of these things. Unfortunately, you have enemies that are running your state, and you, this is just what you're going to have to put up with. And I will throw the shameless plug in. If you're sick and tired of what's going on in your state, why aren't you a member of the SAF who is fighting on your behalf? For crying out loud, it only costs $15 a year for an annual membership to support this organization. And if you want to go further, and maybe you're tight, we're all tight. Look, I've been to the grocery store way too many times. Nine items for $160. It's ludicrous. But if you want to save up and do that life membership for $150, I mean, this is your freedom we're talking about here. This is your liberty. These are your gun rights that are literally, literally on the line in these states. And God bless you for fighting that fight and sticking it out. You know, we talked with Alexander Ruby and Lee yesterday in New Jersey, who, honest to goodness, he didn't have to stay up there, but he stays up there to fight. And eventually, we're going to win these cases, and it is going to affect and impact states like Connecticut, New Jersey, California, Oregon, Washington. That will happen. There's no question about it. So here's a second little spider leg I want to go down, this little rabbit hole. I'm assuming that this also impacts criminals who can only steal one gun a month, Lee? I say clearly sarcastically, but I mean, look, it, that's how you have to look at this, ladies and gentlemen. It's, what is it designed to do? Criminals are going to, you think a criminal, okay, here's the criminal den conversation, right? All the criminals get together on Thursday to plan their robberies for Friday. Well, you know, so-and-so didn't steal a gun yet. Well, he stole two, so he's already in violation of the one gun a month law. Have you stolen a gun yet this month? Okay, you go out and steal it from the car out there now. I mean, it's how stupid this is.
It's so easy to buy two guns. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a gun shop. I got my father, he's got an RV. I got him a 410 snake charmer. It's a little stainless steel shotgun that holds four 410 rounds in the buttstock. It's kind of a survival-y gun. I thought, you know, stainless steel, you throw it in his RV, forget about it. And, of course, when you're in the gun shop, you see something for you. You see something that sparks your interest. So, yeah, I mean, how many times – it's so easy to walk out of a gun shop with two guns or three guns, depending on what you see and how and your checkbook, how your checkbook's doing. This is stupid. This is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, the rationing. I can't get over it. But like you said earlier, we're going to have to fight this with our money. They're fighting it with taxpayer dollars. They're playing with house money. We have to tap our members and use our members' money for this.
Yeah, that's why it is so vital.
Why we need more members.
So Lee has agreed to stick around with us for the next hour, and I'm really looking forward to that. You know what we're going to do together in the next hour, Lee? We're going to do something that I love to do, and it's garbage day at the ranch today, so we're going to do this. And, I mean, I can't stop you from doing it during the break, but I'm going to ask you not to. I am going to Google gun control live on the air, which is something I have not yet done today, and we're going to see what the media is up to on a Wednesday. Because, you know, now it's a risky thing, because maybe they're not up to anything. Yeah, okay. Let's see what the media is up to today by Googling the two words gun control when we come back from the break. We're going to do it live, and we're going to run down some of these headlines, and we're going to dissect some of this stuff live on the air for you. gun control, Google. Coming up next at 6 minutes after the hour here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the 6 hour studios. Patriot Mobile Mike will be on fire. X Insurance bringing it all to you. We'll be back at 6 after on the flip side of this break. See you in a few minutes.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.